somewhere from another Malka. So we'll stop wherever we're up to. We'll stop at 9:10. Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll Mitzvah Hashem go through the whole hour. But this shiur will take 4 or 5 weeks, I think. As you can see, the handout is quite comprehensive, all different aspects of Kavanah and Tefillah. But let's start. I'd like to show you what I've got for you here, what the sheet is, and so you'll be able to follow where I'm taking you. I'm going to begin with an introduction, and when it says the bond of love, it's the entrance into Kavanah. It's the Sha'ar into Kavanah. You'll see in a second. Tefillah explains what it actually is, meaning based on the Ahava, what Tefillah really is. And then, I don't know how far we'll get this week, but there are gradual stages in Kavanah. And as I put, let's look at the headings. There's a mood in the mind. As you daven, who am I talking to, and what type of Tefillah is it? Then the main tool is focus, and we're going to talk about focus. And then we work on to halacha. And this, by many people, is a chidush atzum ma'od, because they think kavanah is just the midas chasidus. It's a good thing if I have kavanah, and if I don't, so it's also good. Aber ze lo nachon. Tefillah has halachas in Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to go through many, many halachas. And then at the end is something like eitzes from the top of my head when the going gets tough. They're not halachas, but it gets tough sometimes. And these eitzes, I hope, will help you all the way through. So we're going through in stages of kavanah. Let's begin. There's something in life which is called a perfect shidduch. Every Rebbetzin dreams of making a perfect shidduch. Perfect shidduch, meaning you take a boy and a girl and you put them together and it works well. It's a perfect working partnership. I would describe a perfect shidduch is where two partners work wonderfully well together. They complement each other. When it comes to davening with kavanah, it's a shidduch. The shidduch is between the mind, and I mean the heart and the soul and the metaphysical and the mouth. These two have to work together, that I say what I mean and I mean what I say. And that is the great avoida. If we would make a definition, Lanias Daiti, of what kavanah is a shidduch of the mind, meaning the heart, the soul, that I'm thinking what I'm saying. And what I'm saying, I'm thinking. That is the enormous challenge. It's an avoida shebalev. No question, it's an avoida. It's not easy, but that's the mitzvah. You'll see in a second, the Chazon Ish, the Ramchal. That's where we're aiming for. First, let's talk about that shidduch a second. Because in anatomy, they're so close. They're neighbors. Look how far close they are. 3 inches, they're so close together, the mind and the mouth. But sometimes you can be davening and the mind is way kilometers away, 1,000 miles away. That's the problem, to bring the mind, and I mean the heart and the soul and everything, with the mouth. And it's a tremendously big challenge, because to make them work together and complement each other, what I say I'm thinking, and it's a massive challenge. It's not easy. But let's look at the next point. Let me tell you where I hope to take you with this shiur. The shiur will take a few weeks, but this is what I'm aiming to do. At the moment, where you daven and how you daven, it could be that you daven, I don't know, let's say 50% kavanah. I don't know, maybe 60% kavanah on an average, on a scale. There are good times, I imagine, called Yom Kippur or Shoshana, where you get maybe up to 80%, 90%. Times when you're in a rush, you're tired, there's something on your mind, and it can go down to 30%, 40%. What we're trying to do here is working with percentages. We're trying to lift up the average. You're not going to, halavai you will, I shouldn't have said that, but to daven 100% kavana halavai, that's a dream. To be able to do that each time you daven. But what the idea is of these shiurim is that by the time we finish, you're up to 70-80%. You're much more sensitive. You're much more alert to what kavana is, and I hope we've lifted you up. So you're up at a much higher level, that your median is up there and not down there. That's the aim of the shiur. That's the tachlis of the shiur. Where do I get that from? I get it from the thought of that there's somebody called a Talmid Chochem. Why do we call him a Talmid Chochem? A Talmid Chochem implies he's involved with work in progress. He didn't arrive. He's a Talmid. He didn't get there yet. Rav Eliashiv Shiabari is a Talmid Chochem. Come on. He must have got... No, he's still involved in work in progress. You're always working on and on. You don't arrive. When you buy a piece of kosher meat, you arrive. It's kosher, 100%. That's the mitzvah. When you put a mezuzah on the door, it's 100%. It's a kosher mezuzah. You make the bracha. It's done. When you take your challah for Shabbos and you're making a challah, so you did the mitzvah. Kavanah is not like that. Kavanah goes in waves. I'm being realistic. I'm not being idealistic. I think I'm being realistic. It goes in waves. And sometimes you do better, sometimes worse, when you're tired. And this shiur, I hope, will help you when you're tired, when you have problems. But the idea is that it will lift you on the average, on the median, so that you'll be up there and more sensitive. That's the theme. Because after all, it's always a challenge, davening, because your mind is occupied with 100 thoughts. So hopefully you're able to channel these thoughts and you become much better than before. That's where I hope to take you. Let's start. There's an entrance way, there's a gate, which you must go through if you're going to daven with kavana. And I really mean it, as an entrance way. You have to go through this door. If you go through another door, I don't know if you'll get there. Let me give you an example. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael, I davened in a shul on Shabbos morning, and this was the scene. I was there early, whatever, I came early, and then a father came in with a son, about a 7-8-year-old boy. And I don't want to do what happened here, but when he came in, there was a massive noise. He banged on the shtender. Nunu, Nunu! And he banged and he knocked and he has a noise. No, no, open the siddur. He clapped and he banged. I felt so sorry for this child. He was being introduced to tefillah through the gate of, you have to make a go of this. Now, what did you come to shul for? And it was hakpada. And the child was being sat upon. I don't know where that child is up to now. I hope he found his way. But inevitably, if it goes through the door of, you have to daven with kavona, I don't know, when you get older, you just run away because it's just too much of a nuisance. That's not the shah. The shah of kavana is one theme. Ahava. I want to talk to the Borei Olam. I must talk to him. It's ahava. It's based on ahavas Hashem. Then the conversation follows. I have a raya for that. Because every single time we say Shema, that first line is Emuna. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's a statement, an Eidus, the big ayin of Shema, and the big Dalad, of Echad. Say Chazal, that's the Eidus. The Eidus is, I believe, Hashem is Echad. Hashem is one. Now, next follows, leave out Baruch Shem, that's a shayla, we discussed it once. That belief must turn into Avas Hashem b'chol vavucho b'chol nafsho b'chol miyadecho. Eizuhi avoido shebaleiv, zuhi tefila. V'yohavto es Hashem b'chol vavucho is tefila. And that's a derivative of my belief in Hashem as Echad. And there's the raya I'm suggesting, that the tefillah, that statement of belief, which is what tefillah is, is a statement of love. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad ve'ahavto. So when you come to Daven, you must go through that shah. I want to talk to him. Adonai Olam, my creator, who gave me everything, gave me my eyesight, gave me my speech, gave me my family, gave me my, he gave me everything. So I want to talk to him. It's from beginning to end a passionate conversation of praise, of thanks, of regret, of whatever, all the different moods which we're going to go through later. Those are all the moods, but it's one theme. It's a theme of Ahava. There's a big query when it comes to Ahavas Hashem. Just this week, I was giving a shiur somewhere, and someone turned around to me from the shiur and said to me, Ahavas Hashem? Ahavas Hashem is for the gedolim. I said, what are you talking about? So they said, Ahavas Hashem is for the great, great tzaddikim who have Ahavas Hashem. I said, ridiculous, of course it's not. Ahavas Hashem is, of course there are levels of Ahavas Hashem. A person can strive greater and greater via Ahavtos Hashem Elokecha, but on a basic level. I remember once hearing a most beautiful story from Reb Don Segel, who described to us the following scene. A great Rosh Yeshiva in Bnei Brak was walking with a Talmud down Rehov Rebbe Akiva just after Pesach, and everything was in beautiful foliage. There were trees, there were great, and then there happened to be, the Talmud said, on the side in one of the gardens, a beautiful tree which has just given all its foliage. All the leaves were out. It was magnificent, a beautiful tree. And underneath the tree was a kid playing with a ball. He was kicking a ball in the garden. The Rosh Yeshiva went over to the child, and the Talmud was with, because it came out from the Talmud. And the Rosh Yeshiva said to the little boy, you see the leaves on the tree? So he said, yeah. Did you ever see leaves bigger than this? I said, yeah. You ever see leaves? How small did you ever see a leaf? What's the smallest leaf you ever saw? So I said, are all leaves the same green? And he went on and on. Are they dark green, light green? What's the greenest you've seen? And he went on and on for 2 or 3 minutes about leaves and size of leaves and color and everything. And then he stopped. And the child then spontaneously turned around and said to the Rosh Yeshiva, the Talmud said, Ata yodea Rabbi, ani ohev Hashem. Perfect chinuch. No one said about Hashem. No one spoke about Hashem. But the child had heard about Hashem, and he knew Hashem created leaves. So ani ohev, that's Ahavas Hashem for a 5-year-old. But vaday, it's Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is on all levels. I love the food I eat. I love Hashem who gave it to me. I love Hashem that He gave me my health, my wealth, my happiness. That's Ahavas Hashem. That's the Shah of Kavona. If you don't go through that Shah, Tefillah is an enormous bore, and it can be a nuisance, because I have other things to do. But if you say you have Ahavas Hashem, in whatever level, whatever it is, whether it's talking about your family, your home, your new home, whatever it is, Ahavas Hashem, people have on whatever level. That's the Shah in which you begin to talk about Kavona in Tefillah. Rav Pinkus once described in a Shia that Emunah per se is not by any means exclusive to Klal Yisrael. Goyim also have Emunah. Yishmael, all the Arabs, they believe in God, they believe in one God. Many non-Jews believe in God. What's special about us? The Atem Hadveikim Bashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulechem Hayoim. My Klal Yisrael, we are Dovuk. We are close. Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. Goyim can say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Elokechod. They have a hard time because there's no connection. There isn't that warmth. There isn't that. The Atem, you Klal Yisrael, Adovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we begin to talk about Kavona. There's halachas and everything, but on this is the foundation. You want to talk to Hashem. I love Him for what He gave me, after all. And the greater the Ahavas Hashem, the greater you realize you're totally 100% dependent on him. Totally dependent on him. You go to sleep at night, so you talk to Hashem. You wake up in the morning, talk to Hashem. You enjoy the meal, you talk to Hashem. Use the bathroom, you talk to Hashem. You're on a trip, you talk to Hashem. Whatever, you talk to Hashem. And Hashem is my totally absolute dependence on him. Then, once you get that clear, that that's a level of Avas Hashem, then the tefillah becomes just right off the tongue. It goes right off. It's easy. It's as easy as can be. You don't have enough time for davening. You want more time for davening because you have more to tell him, more to discuss with him, more to explain. And that is the whole entrance way. That is the way it begins. Let's take it further. There's a beautiful kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. He asked, how can you command Avas Hashem? It's a mitzvah. V'yohavto es Hashem elokecha. You can't command love. You can command a person to do an act. You can command a person to pay his taxes. You can command a person to sweep a floor. You can't command a person to love. Ahavo is an emotion. You either have it or you don't. So how can you have a mitzvah, asked Rabbi Akiva Eger, of v'yohavto es Hashem elokecha? Said Rabbi Akiva Eger, 1 minute. Whenever you come to say V'yahavto es Hashem elokecha, the words you just said beforehand were Baruch ato Hashem Habecher va'amo Yisrael va'ahavo, in the morning. In the evening, Baruch ato Hashem Oyhev amo Yisrael. You must realize something. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to us with great ahavo. Am segula mikol ha'amim, goy kodosh, Kivonu vocharto mikol am beloshay. You chose ahavto, my son. Now he, in his side, chose us from all other nations. We are a tremendous schus. Now, when you come in a room, and the person in the room comes running towards you with a big embrace and kisses you, you're going to have a hard time hating that person, because the ahavto is shown towards you. Whenever we come to daven, and we say we are Havto Es Hashem Elokecha, and that's the field in which we're talking, you must realize Ribbono Shel Olam chose us. That's what we say every morning. Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu Umanoim Kairoleinu. Now, it's not hard. It's a Kamayim Ponim El Ponim. And that's, on that basis, is the conversation of prayer. The conversation comes because he showed us Shat Ahava, therefore we can reciprocate. It's interesting, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman answered the kasha another way. That's the way Rabbi Akiva Eger answered the kasha. Rabbi Chanan answers it in Kodetz Mamorim a different way. He said the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, if you don't have Avas Hashem, if you'd excuse me, you're totally, absolutely meshuga. You don't realize. What do you mean? You don't. Where everything comes from. You don't realize there's a creator. In the words of Rabbi Chanan, open your eyes and see where everything comes from. The foliage, the animals, the vegetables, the minerals, everything that you see, the weather, everything is the sun, the moon, it's from Hashem. So therefore, it's like an abnormality not to have Avas Hashem. This is the basis of Kavona, which we'll come onto in a minute. Let's take it further. These are all points about the Shah. We're going to deal with the Shah, and then we get into the Halachas and everything, but this is how it's all the foundation of all Kavona. In Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Aleph, Reb Chaim Volozhin asks a kasha which is in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tzadik Gimel, Tzadik Dalet, Or HaChaim. Whenever you daven, wherever you are in the world, you must always face towards Eretz Yisrael. If you're in America, you face east. If you're in Scandinavia, you say face south, whatever, in South Africa, whatever direction towards Eretz Yisrael. That's not true. The focus is much more than that. You're focusing on what? On Yerushalayim. More than that. Says Reb Chaim, you're focusing on the Beis HaMikdash. More than that. The focus is on the Har HaBayis. More than that. You're not focusing right. The focus is where Kodesh Kodashim. More than that. 1 minute. How can you focus more than the Kodesh Kodashim? The meaning of facing Eretz Yisrael is to face the Kruvim above the Aron. There aren't Kruvim there at the moment, but that is figuratively what it means, facing Mizrach. Facing Mizrach means you face that scene One is Hashem and the other Kuv is Klal Yisrael. Ani l'doidi, v'doidi li. That's what you're facing. You're facing doidi, doidi li. He reciprocates, as we know, miraculously they moved from one position away from each other, towards each other. But that, you face towards him, he faces towards you. Ani l'doidi, v'doidi li. That's the Ahava. And the Kuruvim were in an embrace, about to embrace each other. So the position in the mind of coming to Davin is a position of, as I turn and the more I turn in Ahava, he'll turn more towards me. The famous Lashon, Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yeminecho. He's your shadow. As you act, your shadow reciprocates. That's the nature of the Kavona in Tefillah. All based on Ahava. Ani l'doidi v'doidi. That's Elul. There's an enormous mistake when it comes to Elul. People get the wrong finger on the pulse. The sensitivity of Elul is not misery, is not pachad. That's later, that's Rosh Hashanah. Coming back to Hashem in Chodesh Elul is one theme. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That's not nervousness. That's just finding Hashem. And then you come to Yom HaDin. But in order to discover the Yom HaDin and the Asos Meitshuva, which is, that's Yemei HaDin, Yemei HaPachad, Elul is not that. Tshuva is coming back to Dodi, Ani L'Dodi. It's Ahava, finding my way back towards Hashem. Then you can come to Rosh Hashanah and then Yom HaDin. That's the basis of Elul. Nothing to do with Atzvos, nothing to do with Pachad. I was once on a bus in Yerushalayim, I used to live in Sorotskin, and I got on the bus, and it was a week or two before Rosh Hashanah, and sitting on the bus there was the great Mashkiach from Torah Or, Reb Zeidel Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Alden Godel Ma'oid, and no one was next to him, so I took advantage, I went and sat next to him. My children were young at the time, so I said to him, how do you educate children, Kinderlach, about Yomim Noroim? And he said to me, immediately, on the top of his tongue, don't frighten them, just give them the Ahava. Don't frighten them into Pach. It's coming towards Doidi. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah yet. Rosh Hashanah is a different parasha. Even then you don't frighten people. You have to be an Adalga to be frightened. But the gist is Ahava, and that's Tefillah. Tefillah is an expression of this Ahava. When you face towards Yerushalayim, you're facing Doidi. It's the Kuvim, not Yerushalayim, it's Doidi. And as you turn towards him, he turns towards you. There are special times of this Ahava. Special times. Shabbos is much more. Vatiten nonu Hashem Elokeinu. Siyam HaShabbos Hazeh. Vatiten nonu. Yom Tov or Haftoi son of what? There are special times of Ahava. Shabbos and Yom Tov is much more the mood of Ahava than during the week. Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Chanukah and Purim are times of more Ahava, to the expression of love for Hashem, what he did for Klal Yisrael, the Nisim, Mishasa, all the Nisim have happened in Klal Yisrael. But it's all Ahava, it's all the connection, the Yachas. When a man puts on the tefillin in the morning before he starts davening, Ve'erastich li la'olam, ve'erastich li betzedek, I am betrothing myself to you. And that's what it means. I am like a kala. I'm betrothed to you. Yeah. I connect with you in Ahava. Then I start davening. Adonai Olam Hashem. That's what it means. So there are times and moments when this Ahava comes out much, much more. Obviously, it's a level of Adalga. Some people are on higher levels of Ahava Hashem. Some are lower. But that's the gateway. Without this, you will never get to Kavona. That is the basis, that's the Shah, and that is the main door of Kavona in Tefillah. And all the rest follows because of that. Let's talk, therefore, about the nature of Tefillah, the mitzvah of Tefillah. And on that, on the basis, this whole Shir is based on one theme leading into the next. What is the Tefillah? What is the nature of it? The Ramchal, in Derech Hashem, describes the mitzvah of Tefillah in the following way. We live in Olam Hazeh, in a world which is Ne'elam. Olam means hidden. It's all hidden. You have to really look to see Hashem, but you have to have that perceptive eye. We don't see Hashem. He's hidden from us. It's called a world of Choshech. And you have to search to find Hashem. You're supposed to search. In Shir HaShirim, the Pasuk says, Al Mishkovi Ba'Leilos Bikashti She'ohava Nafshi. I searched for the one who I love. Achastiv V'lo Arpenu. When you find him, I won't let him go. Who is searching for who? The Kala is Klal Yisrael. The Chosen is Hashem. And I search for him. But you have to search. Ach, Avakshehu. You have to search. Levakesh et Hashem. That's awe. Searching for Hashem means the awe in the Choshech. The Rav Melinowitz, just over Chanukah, gave a wonderful, wonderful shiur on the nature of Yovan and the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is we celebrate the awe in the Choshech. The Golus of Yovan was called a Golus of Choshech. Choshech al Paneihem represents Yovan. Yovan, the theme of the Hellenists was there's nothing behind nature. It's purely nature and Teva without any scene of spiritualism at all. It's Choshech. We know that behind it all is the awe. The awe doesn't mean a light, electric light, it means the awe of Kedusha. In the words of the Ramchal, Tefillah allows us moments when we are able to escape from the Choshech and exist in the awe, because it's a conversation with Hashem, who is awe. And says the Ramchal, moments of Tefillah are moments of when we move away from this Choshech and you talk directly to him. They're the highest, we'll see in a second, they're words which are called Devorim She'omdim Berumo Shel Olam. They are the highest words of conversation you'll ever have in your life. They're words which are highly elevated, they're higher than any words you'll ever say. Devorim She'omdim Berumo Shel Olam. We are allowed to move away from the Choshech and communicate with our Creator. It's an unbelievable privilege. It's a credit only because of the Ovos, Avraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, who created the cable lines, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, and we, their ancestry, their descendants, have the zchus to connect with the Or at specific times in the day. We'll talk about it later in the Shia when we talk about suggestions, but the theme, says the Ramchal, is moving out of the Choshech and talking to in the Or. Secondly, Tefillah, we must explain and define why Kavanah is so important. Why must I daven with Kavanah? Why isn't it enough if I just mumble the words and chant them? So I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm thinking of other things. Why doesn't it still count after all I said the words? If you're asking that, Shaila, then we must look at a letter of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish explained as follows, and maybe we'll go off the point and come back again. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Netilas Yodayim? You take your hands and you wash them with water. What's the Maisa mitzvah of a lulav? You take the lulav and you shake it. What's the Maisa mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros? You take the match and you light it. What's the mitzvah of Tefillah? Said the Chazon Ish, saying the words, no, it's not that. It's not enough. In the words of the Chazon Ish, it's called a mitzvah iyunis, a mitzvah which requires for the act to be performed, it needs concentration. So therefore, if you say the words without kavana, ken zayin, we don't pass them like this, but it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah requires concentration. It's called a mitzvah iyunis. You have to concentrate. Machlokes between Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish, whether you actually have done anything if you davened without any kavana. Rav Chaim says no. In Chidushei Rav Chaim on the Rambam, the Chazon Ish calls it a mitzvah kalusha, a weak mitzvah. But it's weak. It's like the mitzvah, if you daven according to the Chazon Ish, according to Rav Chaim without the kavana, it's gate nisht. It's not really a davening at all. But according to the Chazon Ish, it's a 10% mitzvah. It could be an 80% mitzvah, but it's a 10% mitzvah. It's a weak mitzvah. The mitzvah, the ma'aseh of tefillah, is a ma'aseh of kavanah. And that, therefore, is the prerequisite of understanding how important kavanah is. You'll see in halach in a minute. When you washed your hands with the keli, you did the ma'aseh. When you lit the nails, you did the nails. When you said the words in tefillah, according to Chazon Ish, you didn't do, that's not enough. Saying the words, according to Chazon Ish, it's a mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is the ma'aseh of iyun. It needs a kavanah behind it. That's the nature of the mitzvah. And therefore, we can conclude this section with a mashal. You might say it's a foolish mashal. I don't care. So long as the point gets across, you'll hear the point. You go out into the street, and there's a massive gale going, a real strong wind. And you take a look at the trees are going backwards and forwards, and man, there's blowing and blowing and blowing. And once somebody turns around, your child turns around to you and says, "Why, Abba, look, look how strong the leaves are." I didn't understand. Those leaves, which are standing on the tree so strong and not being, it's not because of the leaves, because of the roots. The leaves are only what you're seeing. The real strength of the tree are the roots. The tefillah, if you'll excuse me, is not a matter of how fast you can shuttle, or how fast you can, how much you close your eyes and move backwards and forwards. That's the leaves on the tree. The real strength of the tefillah are the roots of Ahava. Inside, what's making you move, that's the nature of it. The strength of the tefillah is the power of the roots underneath it, the Ahava, which comes out in the words, and it's in the leaves which are flat, which are swaying backwards and forwards. The words which are being said, which are coming from the source of real Ahava. And that's the basis of it. Therefore, those are the two introductory paragraphs of this shiur. The sha'ar is a sha'ar of Ahava. You have to go through that door. The nature of the mitzvah, it requires kavona. According to the Chazon Ish, it's a mitzvah iyunis. In the Michtovim, the Chazon Ish calls it, it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of saying the words. It's not a recital mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which requires kavona to do it. What is the kavona? The kavona are like the roots on the tree. The kavona is the heart and the love which are coming out inside the words which are being expressed in that way. And that's what's making the lips move. In the mashal, that's what's making the leaves go backwards and forwards. Now we can start with the first stage of kavona. The first stage. And I've called it the mood in the mind. I mean like this. But when it comes to davening, and davening with kavanah, always, whenever, ever you have a conversation, always, you know who you're talking to. Take a little child of 6 or 7, and the child runs up to the rav in the shul and starts singing in front of him and calling him names, and a little kid doesn't know what he's talking about. The problem with the child is he doesn't know who he's talking to. The first level of maturity when it comes to davening with kavanah is, do you know who you're addressing? That's why in many shuls it's written up on the front, Da lifnei mi ata oimed. You must know, who are you talking to? This is not a normal conversation. That's why you have a shul. Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, the reason why we created a shul is that there should be a mokum sheyiskabtzu kulam biyachad biyoymu lefoneinu biyosecha anachu. It's a place where you testify as to who you are and who you are addressing. We're talking to our Creator. Lifnei melech malchei hamlochim. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal privilege. There's a beautiful story told of Rav Chaim Greinemann, who was once sitting at the table with his uncle, the Chazon Ish. And out of respect, he was a young man. Out of respect, he kept quiet. And waited, the Chazon Ish was sitting there, not talking, so he kept quiet. And a minute or so later, the Chazon Ish started talking and he realized what he was thinking about. And the Chazon Ish turned around and said, how can it be? How can it be that nothing insignificant me can talk to Melech Malchei Hamloch? How can it be that I can talk? Yatush Natush, it's an expression in Ivrit, like, I'm not even a mosquito. That a little garnished me can talk to Melech Malchei Hamloch. How can it be? And the Chazon Ish was quiet. And then a minute or two later, he turned around and said, and he hears me. And then he was quiet again for a minute or two. And then Reb Chaim turned around and said, and then the Chazon Ish turned around and says, and if he thinks it right for me and good for me, he'll grant my request according to what's best for me. In its pure simplicity, that is exactly what it is in tefillah. Do you know who you're talking to? Are you aware of the incredible zchus, what there is to address him? To address him. It's the beginning of kavana. It's not a conversation with a great rov. It's not a conversation with, with anybody. It's a conversation with my creator. You'll see in a second when we come to halachas of tefillah, that's the first basis of you're standing in front of the Shechina. We have to explain what that means in a section when it comes to halacha. We'll go through the halachas on that, what it means, that the Shechina. But on first count, on the general understanding, that's the beginning of kavana. Kavana has to have, who are you talking to? Who are you addressing? The Alter, in his Ma'amorim, in the beginning of Chochma u'Musa, explains that it's the first Maimon, I think, and the first three or four of the Alter's writing in the Ma'amorim of Chochma u'Musa. The Alter explains that all the time, all you're doing is making a connection. He is the Boirei, and I am the Nivra, so therefore I say, Adonai Olam Hashem Olach. He is the one who gives the food, and I am the one who eats the food, so therefore I say, Machal Kelchayim Bechesed. Yachas. He is the Yotzer, and I am the Noitzer, Asher Yotzer Esa Odom. He is the one who gives Chochma, and I am the one who need it, Ato Choinem. He is the one who is the Boirei of all, and I am the one who needs him. He's the Melech, and I am the Eved. Yachas. Always Yachas. Yachas. He is the one who breathes life into me, and therefore I say, Shanofachtobi. It's always Yachas. Yachas. That Yachas creates the understanding of who we're talking to. I know who I'm addressing each time. Because once that's set in your mind, I need my eyesight. He gives eyesight. So therefore I say, Pakeh Ivrim. He gives the clothing. I wear the clothing. It's always Yachas, Yachas. The connection, says the altar. And that's the basis of all Kavona in Tefillah. Once you begin to be sensitive to that relationship and that Yachas, then Kavona follows through. My voice, I must finish here. I apologize. I said I have to go somewhere to speak. In Mitzvah Hashem, I'm sorry it's short this week. Next week we'll start at 8:30 and carry on. If you keep the sheets, the next week we'll take it further from here. I'm sorry.
Except for one thing, Rav. I will be gone for 4 weeks to the States to celebrate Chasna Vaneinikov.
Oh, very nice. So have a lot of nap.
I'm going to miss it. I hope I'll be able to see it on the screen.
I met your husband today.
No, not mine.
It's not your husband? Or someone else? Woche v'atzlocha to you. Good to woche, good to woche. Please excuse me that we have to keep the sheet on the screen.